This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by the new LSI. Today is Wednesday, April 18th, 2007. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. We're covering Storage Networking World in San Diego through its completion Thursday. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to the podcast at snwspotlight.com or text SPARK to 72648. Coming up, we'll examine the current status of virtualization. But first, we thought our SNW conference attendees would be interested in knowing what's going on with the broadcast industry professionals at the National Association of Broadcasters annual meeting, running concurrently in Las Vegas. Catherine Girardot brings us up to date.
It's a huge show. As you know, in Las Vegas, it's very exciting and it's very draining.
Sherry Zhu is Director of Marketing, Servers, and Storage at SeaChange International, a company that primarily sells server equipment to cable, telco, and broadcast customers.
What can you tell us that's going on at NAB that would be of interest to our listeners here at Storage Networking World in San Diego?
We are showing here at the NAB a storage product called ML1G. It's Media Library 1G. And the product actually is very scalable. It's built upon a LSI MegaRay SAS controller. It scales up all the way to half a petabyte and a 9-node cluster. One of the advantage of the LSI controller is that it supports a large number of storage expansions. So we can go, you know, put one computer base node there and go up to 6 expansions. So that makes our product very, very economical for the users.
You don't have to be in Vegas right now to learn more about the ML1G. SNW showgoers can visit SeaChange at their LSI partner booth on the exhibit floor.
Digital content management as one area crosses all industries and segments today.
That's Marty Baldwin. She's with SGI's Storage Marketing Group. I asked Marty to highlight one of the SGI products getting the most buzz at NAB.
Well, one of the things that we've done that has gotten quite a bit of attention here is the packaging of infrastructure in a rack. And we've taken some of our high performance capabilities and packaged it in deliverable systems, platforms that bridge a network attached storage and storage area networks, systems that bridge the back-end archival system out to the end user environment easily and non-disruptively, and the ability to pull data and deliver it basically in packaged solutions.
And what's the name of that product?
The Workgroup SAM. It's using our premier file sharing system, CXFS, and utilizing the LSI storage backend and storage area networking.
At NAB, SGI is hawking its wares primarily to an audience of media professionals. But the company is finding a market for its storage and server products in the enterprise and government arenas as well.
What is being done in the broadcast industry of having to manage and manipulate and move vast amounts of data is the same requirements that we're finding in the financial industry. It crosses the boundaries into the scientific community, into automotive, into energy, and there's new data coming on board all the time.
Clearly, systems, storage, networks, and integration across all three are becoming ever more essential to running a business, any kind of business. And for those whose trade is managing, moving, and archiving large amounts of digital data, there's probably never been a better time to be in business. For PodTech.net, I'm Catherine Girardot.
Virtualization options for the data center are increasing for enterprise and SMB markets alike. Michael Johnson took his questions about virtualization out to the conference to get the latest.
So we all get the concept of virtualization, right? Well, here's QLogic's Director of Product Marketing, Sean Walsh, with a basic definition.
Instead of having server A for running a Windows application and server B for running a Linux application and server C for running a Solaris application, we're able to have one piece of hardware that is shared across all three operating systems. The networking infrastructure is reduced because you only need connectivity for one versus multiple. And this classic form of consolidation is what's happening across all segments inside the data center.
But that data center is more than just a server, and virtualization applies to storage as well.
There's an abstraction of virtual disks away from the physical disks.
That's Taufik Ma, Vice President of Marketing and Intelligent Products at Emulex. Ma says that end users need to look at the big picture when approaching and implementing cost-saving solutions, including virtualization.
So in fact, Emulex has a demonstration at SNW that provides a very compelling demonstration of an end-to-end environment, where we actually provide virtual HVAs connected to virtual fabrics, and at the other side of that, connected to virtual disks. So we think that as end users plan out their end-to-end environments, to be able to think along such lines gives them the best ability to fully extrapolate the value of virtualized environment in the data center.
Over at HP, Storage Group Marketing Manager Levi Norman says the company's bet on virtualization has paid off.
We call ourselves chipnostic. We really don't care which chip you want. If you want Intel at the server level, great. If you want AMD at the server level, great. We have it across our portfolio. And we have multi-core products across our portfolio. And we're finding that more and more of our customers are using those multi-core products for virtualized servers. That requires stronger controllers to manage the data that at the smart array level, and it also requires more performance-oriented controllers at the networking controller level.
I'm Michael Johnson for podtech.net.
That's it for this morning's edition of SNW Spotlight. SNWSpotlight.com is the place to go to subscribe to the podcast, take part in the daily polls, and get the mobile conference guide. Computer World columnist Thornton May is speaking later today on Storage 3.0, and we'll try to wrangle him for a conversation for this afternoon's podcast. I'm Paul Landcor. Enjoy your day at the conference, and thanks for listening.